This is the audio recording for the Candia Budget Committee meeting for February 11th, 2026.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We were a little off key there.
Okay, so we'll start with the minutes from the previous meetings. The first set of minutes is January 14th. So, before we go all over this, Janet, did you talk to Ryan about the wording?
Mm-hmm.
And did you get that changed?
Yeah.
So, he's happy, you're happy?
Yeah.
Everybody's happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted...
Yeah, I'm all set with it.
Oh, he is here.
Oh, Ryan, we don't see you. You want to turn on your video, or do you not?
Probably not.
Sorry, it took me a second there to sign in. I'm on a hotspot, and it's not the greatest of internet.
Well, at least you can hear us.
Okay, well, we can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
So you guys figured out how to fix, to change the minutes to exactly what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's, you all good with that, Ryan?
Yep, yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay, all right.
All right, so now it'll be approved.
So now it's approved and you can, because we already voted to approve
it.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Okay, so then any changes or corrections to these minutes?
The only thing I saw is where you referenced the superintendent. His last name is Rearick.
Oh, really?
R-E-A-R-I-C-K.
So that all through there.
Yeah.
I had done that. Okay.
I don't, there's no line numbers, so.
I know. Why didn't I come out that way? I'll change them all.
If you want me to, well. I can email you like page 2.
Well,
there's one up top, one down. Page 3, there's one. Like.
You have numbers on them?
No.
Oh, no, I have the minutes
right
here.
Okay.
No, they have numbers. Okay, then on page 2, at the very top, it just says Becky, and that's the first time she was mentioned. So I think if you put Becky Wing, Moore School Principal.
The very first line, the second
page.
Yeah,
the very first line on the second page.
Oh. And her last name.
We know who you mean, but...
W-I-N-G?
W-I-N-G, yeah.
Okay.
And I think principal ends in P-A-L. I remember that.
Yeah, being a pal, yeah.
Because the principal is your friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say.
Is Daniel Davis Danielle Davis?
Yeah, that's the other thing I was wondering.
Oh, it is Danielle.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's in there about 3 times. It's on the 4th line. It says Daniel, and it should be Danielle. D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, right?
I think you can do a search by...
Yeah, you can do a control F
and
find all the Daniels.
Okay.
And then there's another one on that same page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. And then there's another one at the bottom of page 3. There's another Daniel.
Yeah.
Should be Danielle. Okay. Oh, and then on the warrant articles, where they're all listed, Article 30 is missing. That was the Keno warrant article, so we didn't vote. But we put
31.
Yeah, it goes from 29 to 31.
It says Article 31 and Article 31.
Yeah,
so
it should have been Article 30 and 31.
Yeah.
So change
it
to
30. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah,
30 was the Keno one and 31 was the Games of Chance. And we didn't vote on either one of those. And then on the very last page, about in the middle, it said the school meeting is on February 5th at 6:30 p.m. It was at 6, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It was at 6 instead of 6:30.
Actually, it was 6:20, I think, when it started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was 6:20 when it actually started, yeah. Okay, any other changes or corrections? Is there a motion to approve the minutes as corrected?
Steve Tremblay.
Steve makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Now we have the minutes of January 31st. Any changes or corrections?
Make a motion to approve as written.
Okay, Josh makes a motion. Is there a second?
Steve Tremblay, a second.
Steve makes a second. All in favor? Aye. Okay. And then February 5th.
You want a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Steve Tremblay, second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, that takes care of the minutes. So I have to send them.
What happened to our Zoom?
Oh, Zoom.
There we go.
Did Zoom crash? Ryan, can you hear us?
Zoom on the way bottom left, maybe?
I see bottom right.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I lost you for just a second.
Yeah, just click on the black window there.
Yeah, it's got me now.
Yeah, just click on that once.
Okay.
We're good. Yeah, we got you now, Ryan.
Yeah, we got you.
Sorry about that.
No, I don't think.
No, no.
I don't think that was your fault. Okay. All right. So the next order of business is the issue of the alleged open meeting violation. So what I've given all of you is a few things. The original email that's in question. And then, that takes two pages. And then the letter from the school board. And then New Hampshire NHMA's explanation of the open meeting law.
Is the school board letter cut off?
No.
Or is it just mine?
I thought there was like a signature on the bottom of it. Doesn't look.
There were no signatures.
Well, I mean, like it's.
Oh,
signed.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Part of it's missing.
Yeah, it is.
It says, this is Steve Tremblay. It says, if a revote.
You're right, it is cut off.
But here's this is a complete one, if anybody needs it.
What does it say after the revote? Very much?
It's like a whole other paragraph.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. If you want to share it, I think I have 5 or 6.
Yeah, I do want to share it. Yeah. Do you have one of these?
Things? I have one.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll take
all right. Yeah. I wrote on this one, but somebody can have that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Cut it off.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know like that. Okay, and then the
where's the word revote?
The open meeting law.
Oh,
from the that came from the basic law of budgeting, which is published by the New Hampshire Municipal Association. So the open meeting law basically says it's part of the right to know law.
Mm-hmm.
Meetings have to be noticed. We all know about that.
Mm-hmm.
A meeting occurs when a quorum gathers to discuss or act on public business, whether in person or electronically. And the key components of the law include public attendance and recording. Any person can take notes, providing they don't disrupt anything. Notice requirements, we know that. The minutes have to be available for inspection. Non-public sessions and electronic meetings. Members must participate electronically but must be audible to the public, and a quorum must be present at the physical location in most cases. Violations can be challenged in the Superior Court, and any action taken in violation of the law may be invalidated. So, looking at the emails, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's just a bunch of asynchronous communication. Not even communication, just one person expressing their thoughts and opinions. I don't think any...
He doesn't tell you how to vote.
No, and the only person that responded was me. And what I said is, last night was our last vote before the deliberative session. If the dollar amount of the school budget is changed at the deliberative session, we can vote our recommendations again. But we have no additional opportunity to change that amount unless someone wants to make a motion to go back to the 3% at the deliberative session and it passes. So that was just telling what the procedure is. I wasn't responding to any of Bill's comments. Bill's not here because he got a new knee yesterday, so he's not in any shape to
So if we're not responding...
Nobody's responding, so it doesn't qualify.
He didn't ask you to.
It doesn't qualify as a discussion.
He didn't tell you how to vote.
No.
It's not a discussion.
Yeah.
No. Right. I think content aside, and that is a whole other ball of wax. It's just like we get emails from each other, reports out, and things from different parts of the town or the school that come to us, and it's content that is sent to us. Bill sent content that he had on his mind. So my look at it is just content that he provided. I didn't feel the need to engage.
No.
Can I just read something real quick?
What do you want to read?
The response from the lawyer. We had them review it. Just a quick little. It said, to talk about business and allowing comments could be considered a meeting, therefore a violation, as it was neither posted nor minutes taken.
Yeah. But.
We didn't allow comments.
Yeah. No. I mean, they could have. Anybody could have.
He didn't ask anybody to vote?
Yeah.
I mean, I go through this every year about we don't discuss things over email.
Right, we don't.
I mean, we've talked about this so many times, I can't even count the number of times. So, what do you want to do? Nothing?
Personally, I found the letter from the school board. I have a question. It was discussed at January 21st meeting. It wasn't noticed that it was going to be on there. So that's one of the things that says that you should tell, you know, sometimes you can't tell everybody everything, but it says public notice, and it also talks about what you're going to be speaking about. So that came up as I think one of the board members asked if you could discuss it or something.
Where are you? What part of the letter? Third, fourth?
This letter period. The letter period from the school board.
Yeah, where are you referencing that?
There are no signatures on it. It says sign the Candia school board.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. First of all, it came up in your discussion on January 21st. You had a school board meeting. I read it in the minutes.
Yeah, okay. Yes, we did have a school board meeting January 20th.
Okay. So there was a motion by Dana, seconded by Stephanie, to amend the agenda to discuss an email from a budget committee member. Now, you'd received that email prior to this meeting.
Yes. That was so we meet once a month.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that was our next.
Well, this was your second time that month, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was the next meeting.
But it wasn't posted on the agenda.
We amended the agenda at the meeting. Which we're allowed to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you discussed this on the 21st.
Yes.
When was the first time you discussed this period with anybody?
We discussed it.
No,
in
you.
Public.
It says it here.
I shared the email with the board because it was accusing us of.
It says.
Being deceitful, I believe. So when. Yeah.
Upon receiving Mr. Safi's email, our board chair, Stephanie Helmig, reached out to the superintendent and principal to obtain an explanation as to how the lead was found.
Correct.
So what date was that you reached out? It says to the superintendent and the principal.
The day that Bill Safi sent the email.
The same day.
Yes, and then I sent you all a response.
So that's January 15th.
So I sent you all a response from Becky that explained the lead and when everybody was notified, which I believe was the same day or the day after.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you... To me, this was very threatening.
I want the accusations of being deceitful and dishonest to stop. And to not, try and sway votes or things like that. Just to remind everybody that, we don't conduct business anymore.
I appreciate your... Josh Reed for the...
But record. It isn't just me.
Sure. No, I appreciate you guys communicating to us formally like that. I know I watched the school board meeting, and for me that was insightful to give some context to the letter, and I appreciate where everyone's coming from on that. Did you guys discuss the letter before the agenda, before you guys had the open agenda at all?
Because I emailed it out, but there was no discussion.
Okay.
Nobody talked to anybody.
No.
Okay. Okay. So... There was no coordination that prior to the meeting to say who's going to open the discussion or anything like that. Yeah, okay.
No, I believe Dana, was it you who made the motion to add?
Yeah, I asked it to be added to the agenda.
Okay.
Did you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to...
You have to say your name first.
Heather,
I'm sorry.
Do I need to say my address too?
No, that's okay.
I just wanted to speak to Sue saying that you think that that's deceitful. I think that it was... really deceitful and...
What deceitful? I didn't say deceitful. What do you...
You actually just did say that about the letter, and you think it's very threatening and everything.
I thought this was threatening, rather than what we see.
Well, it's also threatening when Bill Safi constantly, attacks the school board and the members and everything else, and so we were feeling the same way. So I just want to have that on record also.
Okay.
Can I comment too?
Yeah, Dana.
Everything
say your name, please.
Dana Buckley.
Thank you.
Everything in that letter is 100% factual, so... He was on social media after he received the email, or should have received the email, libeling us.
Mm-hmm.
What type of person, I have no problem with any of you cutting the budget. That's business, right?
Yeah.
He's making personal accusations saying we're putting the children's health at risk. My kids go to that school.
Same.
That is beyond the pale. That's where that letter came from. The letter only addresses Mr. Safi's action and none of the rest of you.
Okay.
It's reprehensible the way he's acted.
Okay, so we need a resolution.
Yeah, what do you want?
Nobody says this was a good idea, this email.
Yeah.
Okay, we can all agree on that. But I think we have to come to a resolution right now. And believe me, when I get my new budget committee in March, we're going to have this discussion, which is
again.
What we usually do every year, but maybe I didn't do it this year. I don't know.
Yes,
you did. No, you did.
Yeah, yeah.
You did.
Okay, well, do it again. So tell me, what's our resolution here?
Well, it sounds like, Josh Reap, it's clear that it's an issue with one individual on our committee acting on their own behalf. I don't think it's anything. It's clear it's not directed at us, and thank
Correct.
You for that.
Yes.
Having worked in government for years, I feel where you're coming from on this kind of stuff. These things happen. But I as a body, there's really no action to take. We can't censure someone, I don't think. There's not like a parameter for that or anything like that, right?
We don't have those kind of provisions.
Right.
Well, the lawyer, we just asked that he stop with defamatory comments.
So... You've sent to the budget committee. Does the school board feel like that satisfies your grievances with Mr. Safi, or are you guys going to pursue anything outside of this? Because at this point, from my perspective, the budget committee, message received and acknowledged. And I'm
March all back. Quote unquote. I believe what we wanted to do was just bring out the point that this is an illegal meeting that he committed. Putting it out to all of you, one person commented. Others had the ability to comment in, so we just wanted to bring that to you so that he does not do that in the future and jeopardize the integrity of your board.
I'm fine. I appreciate you actually holding a meeting to acknowledge it. That's all I wanted, was to acknowledge his behavior, and you are discussing it, and I don't think any further action is necessary.
Okay. I mean...
Yeah. Heather Tremblay, again, I just wanted to reiterate what Dana said. Like, it is really disturbing when a member of the town then on a committee addresses and says that the school board is misleading with lead information and all this stuff. It's literally my first year doing this. I had no prior knowledge of anything. I feel like Stephanie has been very forthcoming. As soon as we get information, passing along to you, the school sent it out to parents. I have 5-year-old girls there. If you think that I wanted my 5-year-old exposed to lead, you guys are out of your mind. So if you think that we're trying to cover that up, which is what was expressed by your committee member, is unacceptable. So I just wanted that to be addressed also.
Okay.
The accusations are getting out of control.
On both sides.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't said anything to
anyone. Not you.
No,
anybody
you,
here.
But social media is getting a little bit.
Well, your members
nasty.
You are also a big component to that. So.
Well, I try to be. I don't try to throw people under the bus.
Well, you're a big offender also. So.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Yeah. That's
can I
just.
Say one thing?
Yeah. Go ahead, Ryan.
And just, I'm just going to come right off of what Dana was saying, and I think probably, and I'm not trying to speak for Bill or put words in his mouth, but I think part of the frustration was, just like Dana was saying, to be, you know, alleged that you're putting the children in danger. I think because the board received that same exact quote from the audience that night when we had the lead discussion, I think that was probably one of the frustrating parts, because just like you guys don't like to be accused of endangering children with a lead, neither do we. And, you know, I think that's part of where some of that frustration comes from, was when he learned afterwards that this was not something that was just discovered. You know, and I'm not trying to say when it was discovered or how much or what, you know, countermeasures have been done or anything like that. I completely understand what the board is saying. I just think that that's part of the frustration on Bill's part, is when we get those sort of allegations, or when, you know, people from the audience, and I'm not accusing the school board, this could have been anyone from the audience, but when they say that, you know, children are an easy target for us on the budget committee, I mean, obviously we as a board received a little bit of, you know, verbal abuse that night, and that's fine, that's part of the course, we're used to that, we're adults. But, you know, when it gets to be that much, and it's a little bit frustrating for us. And so, you know, the allegations and the, you know, laughing when we might say something or an expressive view, I think that that's just, it's not good manners on either side of that table, moving forward. But that's all.
Yeah, I agree, but it was public who made those comments. The aftermath shouldn't be taken out or accuse the school board of it. If you're upset with the public, that's fine. If you know the people, you can address it on your own, but it shouldn't be directed. The frustrations shouldn't be directed at the school board for what public comment. We don't.
Right. Yeah.
Steve Tremblay, may I ask a question?
Sure.
As we're discussing previous minutes in this meeting, now that the email is here,
uh-huh.
Does this become part of the public record?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the meeting packet.
So I think it's all out in the open.
Yeah.
There's no more behind closed doors, no more email. The public can now comment in future meetings. I think everyone knows about it.
We can put this whole thing in the minutes.
Yeah.
The emails, the letter from the school board, the whole letter,
not the abridged version.
That happens. And the open meeting law. Yeah. We can just put all that in the minutes.
Can I make a comment, too?
Sure.
Meredith Wilson, live on High Street. I have a child that goes to Henry Moore School. I would like to have any future board members be advised that do your research before you send a letter like that. I understand Mr. Saffy's frustration. I understand the school board's frustration. But he followed up in his letter that he's going to check with his daughter to see if she ever received notification of the lead in 2024. Try to do that before you send an email like that, because I personally hold on to everything I get from the school, and I had a December 2024 email from Becky Wing telling us that we had lead in the water and how it was going to be fixed. So if you get frustrated like that, do your research before you just shoot off an email like that, because otherwise, if he had done that, we probably wouldn't be sitting here doing this right now.
Susan, yeah, I think what happened is, and again, on social media, you know how that goes, there are a couple of parents who hadn't received it for whatever reason.
But it was in the email, it was posted on the
Yeah, no, I'm not debating whether it was sent or not. That has nothing to do with
me. Just do the research before you shoot off an email like that.
Or just ask the school. Yeah. I mean, Becky always, she's a plethora of information. Mm-hmm. Like, this email, if you're frustrated about lead, it's not a budget committee thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. All right.
Do we need a motion?
To what? To what?
Move on.
Yeah, move on. Good.
No, I think there's one more article
is there?
Here.
Yeah, there is one more thing. A couple more things. But I think we're done. Okay, I just, I included in your packet the encumbrances from the town. We've already voted on the budget, so this is a little late. But just so we have the information, I think we all recall the discussion about the ambulance encumbering items, and apparently that never happened. So those are the encumbrances we have.
What is PB ordinance amendments?
Planning board.
Thank you.
Will we review the year-end at our next meeting? Just to take a peek to see.
Yeah, we can ask for that, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, where we spent, overspent, underspent.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll tell Tamara. Of course, our next meeting won't be until April.
I was going to ask if we could suspend the or March skip meeting. The March one.
Yeah, we do, because it's the day after the town meeting, so we take a break.
See y'all in April.
So I'll tell her that we need the year in.
You're treating the roads.
No, it's snowing out. But I'm looking at both things. I'm sorry, I'm easily distracted.
Yeah. Yay. My husband got called out to treat the roads.
Okay. Now, the last thing under other, I would like to talk about a raise for our administrative assistant.
For us?
Are you the administrative assistant?
I would entertain that.
Any number type zero is zero, Steve.
It'll be a warrant article next
so
year.
So we've got AI, and hopefully it will make Janet's job easier. But she's done an exemplary job.
Yes, she has.
And I think that she deserves a raise.
So do you have a number of mine?
Did you have a question? Did you have a question?
Me?
Or were you just...
Who is
that? You're just waving your arm. Oh, I thought you had a question. I'm sorry.
Concerned citizen.
Yeah.
So, how about a dollar an hour? Is that too much
sure.
or too little?
No. Not sure.
That's fine.
Everybody okay with that? Is there a motion?
A motion for a dollar an hour.
Josh makes a motion.
Increase.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good point. Your new salary is $1 an hour.
I will second that.
And Katrina seconds. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Aye. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to?
I have another other.
Sure.
Oops.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, after you, I have one quick question. Go ahead.
I owe Stephanie an apology. We were talking about the raises with the teacher's contract, and I made a mistake, and I thought it was 4 because of the way it was circled, and it wasn't. So I owe you an apology. It was 3.5, or whatever you said
it was.
3.4.
Yeah.
Whatever
Thank
you said it was.
Okay. Brian, you had a question?
Yeah, just a quick question. I noticed during the deliberative session, the town deliberative session, there was pointed out that the budget committee cut a specific dollar amount from specific budgets. I just wanted to verify that we did not do that, and we never do that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's the Board of Selectmen that end up specifying the budgets to each department. Is that correct, or did I miss something?
It's a bottom line budget. Now, we can make recommendations, and when we came up with our own alternative budget to what the selectmen had, we had some suggestions of where things could be cut, but those are merely suggestions that the selectmen can, once the budget is voted on and a budget is approved by the voters, they can cut, add whatever they want.
So I have a question then. So like if a citizen decides to change a budget number during the deliberative session and says, I want this much more for X item,
The meeting can't earmark.
Okay.
You'd have to have a warrant article to say, I want more for the playground. You'd have to have a warrant article to say we're going to give $2,000 to the playground.
But they can change the number say, my thinking behind it was this.
Yeah. And they can make recommendations, but they...
I just wonder if sometimes when people make a motion like that from the floor of a deliberative session, if they understand that their intent doesn't necessarily get delivered with their messaging.
Right.
So I don't want to see people let down when things like that happen. Expectations are on the side.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for clarification. I think it was when Mike said that the budget committee cut $45,000 out of the budget, and don't quote me on that number. I think that's what he said. I just didn't remember doing that, and I didn't think we actually had the authority to do that. So I just wanted to check with everybody.
We don't have the authority to change any department's budget. Now, in our own worksheet that we talked about, we did reduce the ambulance by about 45,000. He did have that number, but nobody's tied to that.
I think the select board takes those recommendations, though.
Sometimes I've seen them follow those exactly, and it's just the recommendation. That's up to them. They don't have to do that. We don't cut anybody's budget. We just make a recommendation. We don't think they need as much, or they need more, or whatever. So, okay, yep.
I just had a question. I don't need an answer now, but I was just wondering with the talk of like lead my kid's gonna go there next year too.
Yeah.
With the lead and stuff in the water, it sounds like there's already a plan in motion. But is there an appetite to try to put into the budget or a separate warrant article to fix the problem?
The problem is there's different age of different pipes throughout the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
So they test each receptacle that water comes out of
mm-hmm.
once a quarter. And as that comes and they get the results, they do remediation. She is having the water tested from the well and there. So there is some further testing going on at the moment to see if we can get ahead of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a tough problem.
It is a tough problem. But
could be. You have nothing
Colley
to do
Middle
with the well.
School, brand new and Hooksett, tested. Want some of their receptacles tested.
Well, you can have a brand new building and have it test positive for asbestos, by the way.
So they are doing a little bit further testing to see if they can narrow it, but I think the problem with that building is pipes from here, pipes from there, pipes from 70s, 30.
Well, that's a problem. You have copper pipe and how you sweat the pipe and stuff like that. Takes longer time.
The ones that they did in 24 did not test positive. They were finishing up the one that they found in the kitchen that they've been using.
Well, I just wonder if there's a way some of us can be supportive to help encourage a warrant article to help fix the problem. Obviously, you guys need to come up with a plan first. And
I asked Becky, are we doing anything more? So I'm assuming we're talking about building at our next meeting is on the agenda.
Steve. The numbers of what the parts per billion to millions. Mm-hmm. So that's why it failed. So before the old number that they would use and flag it was acceptable, and then they just lowered increased the amount of parts per from billion to million.
Yeah, and we have those, you know, they're not bubblers, but you can put your,
and your
thermos, and those all have filters, too, so.
This is Steve Trumbly. So, Josh, I forget if you're here, but it might have been Ryan who proposed, like, hey, should we move $50,000 from whatever fund to help? And Becky said, you know, we don't know yet. So,
well, yeah, okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's what I figured, like, because I remember during the, I don't want to get into it too much, but when these issues come up, it's like, we have people that are probably figuring this out already, so that's why it wasn't in this year's budget.
Yeah, and the heating, they've ordered a couple extra pumps. The two pumps that failed, they are ordering backups. That's what Jason added in to his number at the meeting.
But one of the problems is the school year. So if you have a warrant article, we're talking about the
27, 28.
Yeah. Forever.
Next year.
Future budget.
Yeah. Yeah. So your child's going to be, I mean, you won't be silly.
He'll be in Pinkerton by the time it gets passed.
So we have to do things right away. We can't just, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other issues?
Steve Trumbly, can I make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, you can.
I'll second that motion.
Steve makes a motion. Josh seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
See you in April.
Thank you, Mayor.